Good morning.
Good morning. I've been having a time of it, Elias.
Do tell. What is occurring?
Well, you know, John and I sold the townhouse. Which is what we wanted, right? And then I went, and then we've been looking for places to live. And I was thinking, and then I had big time regret. And then a lot of thoughts happened. I'm thinking, oh, I didn't appreciate what I had when I had it. And I'm thinking I'm like being, you know, maybe, I don't know what word, not very, you know, a little depressed or downtrodden, and then I didn't like, you know, making John, thinking that would make John feel bad or making him feel bad. And then I thought, well, I beat myself up for that a little bit. And then I was kind of having such a panic attack. And usually I am, when I'm not feeling good, usually I'm pretty good at getting myself out of it, or, you know, but I was in such, my heart was beating so fast and couldn't sleep. And I was just like, okay, I'll feel it. I'll, you know, and anyhow, I do think I'm coming out of it now. And then I was regret. I guess it was just like a lot of regret and thinking maybe I, you know, don't know as much as I do, or maybe, you know, regretting buying the house, that place in Cabo, which has then, you know, led to decisions that we made selling the house. And then I kind of was like going, I would know I wasn't in the present, because I was like going in the future, like this building this doom and gloom kind of future. And then I'm also, let me tell you, there's another thing that that comes up, especially with all this talk about, you know, refugees and climate change and thing that's going on in the war, I mean, in the world. And there's a little bit of guilt.
Like, yeah.
For
wanting, why?
Because, like, if things are going really well in my life, or if I have things that other people don't have, I do feel a little guilty for that. It's like, you know, some people, like, I was feeling guilty for feeling bad about selling the house and thinking that maybe we can't find a nice place to live. And I'm thinking, well, some people don't even have homes. And why should I feel bad? You know, I'm so much better off than so many other people, which I know is a comparison before you tell me. But so anyhow, all this stuff was just coming up, and overwhelm, I guess, is the biggest word that I've been feeling. But I think I'm through a part of it anyway. So that's where
I am. Let me express to you one point in relation to that factor with the guilt, because that, I would say to you, is a very common expression.
Yeah.
For many, many, many people.
Yeah.
That people move in these directions and they feel guilty, or they feel distressed, or they discount themselves and they express that they shouldn't feel whatever they are feeling, because there are so many individuals in the world that are less fortunate. Let me say to you that this is not merely a matter of what you have, or how much money you have, or what possessions you have, or any of those physical expressions. It also spills into directions in which individuals in some capacities even feel guilty for how they were born, what race they are, that merely the fact that they were born places them in a position of privilege. Now, I would not move in the direction of expressing not to compare yourself, because this actually isn't a matter of caring. This is a matter of judging yourself for having, and judging yourself for being. And what I would say to you is one piece to perhaps remind yourself of. Every one of you incorporates many, 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 many different focuses. All of the individuals in your world presently that are refugees or are homeless or are disadvantaged or are starving or are in disease-ridden areas, every individual that you can observe in your world that you would perceive now as being disadvantaged, they all have many, 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 many other focuses also. And they are not in that position in all of them. And you are not in your position in all of your focuses. You have focuses that are disadvantaged also. Therefore, not to minimize the struggle or the strife or the misery that any individual is experiencing in disadvantaged circumstances or positions, but in relation to any of you that are not in that position presently, is a matter of not feeling guilty that you have more than other individuals, or that you are not disempowered, or that you are not disadvantaged, but remembering that because you aren't in this particular focus, that is reason to be grateful. That in this particular focus, you chose to experience a lifetime in which you aren't struggling in those manners. That have given yourself challenges in other capacities, but that you may not be struggling in those manners that other individuals that you see are. But that doesn't mean that you haven't experienced that in other focuses. You likely have, and many times. Therefore, it is a matter of rather than feeling guilty or discount, to remind yourself that you have compassion for individuals in those disadvantaged positions, but that you are grateful in this particular lifetime you chose not to experience that. As to the other pieces and using your arsenal to attempt to pull yourself out of your anxiety and panic, let me express to you, I would say that what you are doing now is likely the most successful and simpler. It is not necessarily a matter of using everything in your arsenal to pull yourself out of an anxiety or a panic situation. But when you do that and it isn't being successful, to allow yourself to feel what you are feeling and merely stop projecting. But when you allow yourself to feel what you are feeling, you are not dwelling on that feeling, but you are also not fighting with it. Generally speaking, you will stop projecting, because the projecting is the action that feeds that anxiety and that panic.
Oh, yeah.
Therefore, when you are not fighting with it and you are merely allowing it, then you generally will stop projecting, because you are not concerning yourself with why you are feeling what you are feeling. You are merely allowing yourself to feel it. Are you understanding?
Yes, I am understanding.
In this, I would express also one other point, that at times, you all do it, generate some experience that will be triggering. Now, let me express this to you in this manner. Triggers are connected with associations. Now, let us momentarily look at that subject of associations somewhat differently. As I have expressed, you are not getting rid of associations. And the reason that you don't get rid of associations is because you generate an association with every single experience that you have. Therefore, countless times per day, you are generating associations. They are either good or bad or neutral. Now, in that, an association is nothing more than an evaluation of the experience. This experience is good, this experience is bad, this experience is neutral. In that, once the experience is finished, or once the experience has passed, it becomes a memory. Now, the memory has the association attached to it. In this, what occurs is, within you, your little energy workers in your body consciousness grab that experience and rush it away to your enormous filing cabinet, which holds all your memories. Now, the association is not a dangling attachment to the memory. It is, in a manner of speaking, a color that washes over that experience. Therefore, in your filing cabinet of memories, you file all of your memories color-coded. The good memories may be pink and powder blue and green and yellow, and the bad memories may be dark red and brown and black and gray. And in that, in your filing cabinet of memories, they are all filed under what color they are. And at times, some experience occurs, and it may be something that you recognize and that you think of as being significant, or it may be as subtle as a scent or a movement. In this, those little energy workers in your body are immediately, they are always doing this. They are immediately running to the filing cabinet and looking through that color coding and finding another experience that matches the one that you are generating in the moment. They are finding those memories, and they are whisking them up to the forefront of your awareness and expressing, push the button for this feeling. This is the memory that is the same as the experience now. In that, regardless of how much you address to experiences, you don't get rid of memories. Therefore, because you don't get rid of memories, you can be triggered. Because everything you do, you are accessing memories in association with them. It is merely that at times you access a memory that incorporates or that connects to a feeling that is stronger than what you generally experience throughout your day. And in that, the other piece that is significant to be aware of is that whenever a memory is triggered that generates a feeling that is more intense or stronger, that is not you taking a step backward, and it is not a matter of, I haven't felt this in a very long time, and I am obviously not accomplishing because I'm feeling this again. No, because each time a memory that produces a feeling is triggered, you are in a different position. Therefore, you may be triggering a memory, an association, but you are doing it different each time that occurs because you are more aware. You know more, you have more experiences, and you are more aware. Therefore, you may be triggering, and it may feel the same because there are a limited amount of feelings that you have. You don't have endless different feelings. You have a finite amount of feelings that are generated for numberless different subjects and experiences. Therefore, when a feeling occurs, yes, the feeling is the same, but you are not. Therefore, you are not repeating because you are in a different position. Therefore, you are approaching that trigger from a different angle. It is only the feeling that is the same, but that is only because you only have a finite certain amount of feelings. Anxious is a feeling. When you feel anxious, you feel the same, regardless of what the subject is. The anxiety doesn't feel different. It feels the same. Sadness is sadness. You can be sad in numerous manners for countless reasons, but the feeling of being sad is the same. Therefore, that is the only piece that is the same, is the signal. All of the rest of it is different. This is the reason that I have expressed many times why it is so important to pause and to acknowledge the feeling, because the feeling is the same, but the rest of it is different. And that gives you that moment to realize it isn't the same. The time is different. The situation is different. You are different. Only the feeling is the same.
Okay. That's helpful. I'm thinking, like the trigger, maybe it's the move that's like a trigger, because that's obviously when I felt like those panic, or I mean, like when I moved into this place, or, you know, it was like when I met John and I was ending my relationship with Pat. And then when I moved in, you know, when I went through a divorce and I moved, I don't know if, I don't know.
Now think to yourself merely for, remove the associations of the people.
Yeah.
And merely think about the action of moving. That in itself, for most individuals, is stressful.
Yeah.
Merely the factor of packing, relocating, moving in itself with nothing else is stressful, and that automatically is attached to the experience and filed in the memory cabinet with a gray wash to it.
Yeah.
This is not an experience that is fun. I don't necessarily like this experience. Therefore, regardless of the situation or the circumstances, the act in itself is an experience that you don't necessarily like. And that is enough to generate a trigger in itself. But then you add to it by thinking and connecting to other memories in regard to relationships and what you were doing at the time and what you were feeling at the time, and therefore you compound the subject and create it being more complicated and bigger than it necessarily began. That how it began was likely merely in relation to moving itself.
Yeah.
And that this is not a pleasant action.
And another thing, I'm also realizing, like, the space I'm living in is very important to me. Like, I want it to be clutter-free. I want the space to feel good, sunshiny. I mean, I, like, have this, I want to live in a, I mean, I have this feeling of this space I want to live in. And I was thinking, I wasn't, you know, when we went to look at apartments, and I was like, oh my God, what if I end up in this space that doesn't feel good and I'll be depressed?
But you won't end up in that space because you choose it.
Yeah.
And you won't choose in a direction that you aren't comfortable with.
Yeah. And also compounding it is we have this limited time to do it. But I know, so I feel like it's interesting, like I am like aware of how I want to, like, okay, I have to get it done. Oh, we don't have much time, but I am aware that energetic doesn't feel good. That energy emitting from me does not feel good. And that, like, this is actually where John is a nice counterbalance for me, in the, like, he's not rushing into anything, and he's like, you know, don't, you know, he's like saying, not yet, you know, just take your time, and which energetically does feel better. It doesn't feel as much of a lack. That feels like we're more in control.
Yeah.
So I am aware of that feeling dynamic thing that's going on as well.
Congratulations. I would express that is important, and that is an accomplishment.
Yeah. And it is, it's like this trust thing. Like, I keep telling myself, because I, you know, not just in this experience, but, you know, the more aware I become, you know, the more I try to, you know, like we've talked about for, like, a lot of times, it's intellectually before it's experientially. And, you know, so I'm always thinking, okay, I am the creator. I am creating my life and my experiences, but I, you know, there's still a piece of me like, you know, this outside, am I going to be able to find, or the economy, or there's all these outside pieces, which I know they're there, and not to disregard them, but to transition from them having the power to me having the power.
Yes, which is exceptionally important.
Yes. So that, I know I'm not, you know, obviously completely there yet. It's still a little bit more in my head, but I'm like, I am aware of it, and I am, you know, redirecting myself as much as I can into I am the one making the choices. I am the one with the power. I am, you know, da-da-da. So that, you know, I'm happy about that. At least I'm aware of that.
Congratulations. I would express that that is very significant. Therefore, you actually are accomplishing more than you think,
yeah,
even in the midst of feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah. So, and let me also tell you, I kind of, speaking of power and, you know, in the group session, and it's still kind of, there's something that's not really sitting right with me, and maybe I can, like, talk to that with you. I mean, so you're saying, when you're talking about, like, what you're dissatisfied with, you know, like, right, and it doesn't take much to write a letter, and I have this whole political, like, I really am not satisfied at all with our political system. And so, or maybe I could find some parts to be satisfied in, I suppose. But there's parts, but I usually go down the line, and here it is. I'm agreeing, aware that this is my choice to go down the line of not being satisfied with it. And I know, like you say, write the letter. And I felt such resistance. I actually did go in the resist spot and did do it. But I did it more from a place where, you know, this is something I should do, you know. And I kind of felt good to express what I expressed, although there was still a part of me that thought, you know, that didn't know. I expressed from who I am, which I don't feel like really would connect with political people or whatever. But anyhow, that's a little digression. But how I go along my life, I don't like the system, so I just don't want to be involved in it. And it's interesting. So obviously, I hold what you say, you know, when you say something, I don't automatically dismiss it, because many things that you have said have been very helpful in my life, or I just want to think about it and I want to ponder it. So I'm thinking, you know, Elias is telling, you know, it's like, you're like saying, okay, people, you need to take action. You need to take action. Like regarding our planet. I mean, there's going to, in our Earth and our governments, and I still feel a little like I don't want to get involved in our political system, but I feel like maybe I should. So I'm.
But you're not necessarily getting involved in your political system.
Yeah.
That was not the point.
Yeah.
Point is not necessarily getting involved in your political system, especially if you don't want to. Those individuals that do want to will.
Yeah.
But the point is expressing yourself,
yeah,
in a productive manner.
Okay.
Expressing yourself in a manner that is not simply complaining,
right,
to your friends, family, and coworkers.
Right. I get that. Yes.
But that you are actually engaging a step in a direction. Let me express to you. I have engaged this subject for a considerable time framework, in your terminology, years and years, and even to this point, most individuals do not quite understand yet. But I have expressed to all of you, what energy do you want to contribute to?
Yes.
And knowing that your energy ripples out. Now, most of you hear those statements and you think in terms of, if I am not in agreement with war, and I am expressing in my life that I'm not putting energy into the expression of war, then my energy is rippling out in a manner that does not support war. That is not necessarily correct or true. You may think I don't agree with war, and you may also be expressing considerable conflict in your own home. Yeah. Or you could be expressing considerable intolerance and fighting with individuals at your workplace.
Which, can I stop you here for a second? Because I do, like, our famous Facebook, like, I see it, and I like the conflict of people who, like, sometimes people, they want peace and they want love, but they're aggressive against other people just on Facebook. So I get what you're saying. You know, some
right.
people who really want peace and don't want war, and they think they're the most loving, and myself sometimes have, I'm sure, included in this category, but you think you're so loving and compassionate, so great, but on this very simple thing, you're being aggressive to the people who disagree with you.
Correct.
I mean, I get that.
Yes. Now, in a very similar manner, when I am expressing to you about being aware of what type of energy you are projecting and how you are rippling, when you do nothing, when you don't express yourself in relation to your dissatisfaction with some subject, and all you do is complain in relation to your family, friends, and coworkers, then what are you doing? What energy are you rippling out? And what are you contributing to?
It feels kind of like a powerless energy. Because
precisely.
Yeah.
And therefore, what are you doing? You are encouraging, giving your power away.
I get that. My stepfather used to always complain and complain and complain about stuff. And I would say, well, why are you always complaining? You know, why don't you do something about it? And he says, I'm complaining to you, so you'll do something about it. So he was giving his power away.
Precisely. And in that, who do you give your power away to? You give your power away to the very sources that you are dissatisfied with. Therefore, you are lending energy to the very things that you are dissatisfied with.
Yeah, I get that.
That is the reason that I expressed in the manner that I did. Generating an action as simple, as small, if you will, And that requires so little effort and energy and time as generating a letter is taking a step which changes all that energy and moves that energy in a completely different direction. Because now what you are doing is you are empowering yourself. You are expressing yourself. You are not moving in a direction of opposition. You are rather moving in your own direction by expressing yourself. You are taking back your power. You are not giving it away to those sources that you don't agree with and that you are dissatisfied with. It doesn't mean you have to involve yourself in political expressions. It merely means that you are actually engaging an action that moves your energy in a different direction for you. I have expressed many times, it is not enough to think about a subject. It requires an action. And if all you are doing is complaining about what you are dissatisfied with, you are not engaging any action in your own direction. Expressing in the manner of giving you that encouragement to do an action that is that simple was an avenue to give you all a suggestion that is very simple, requires very little energy, very little effort, little time, and no expense. And in that can generate a tremendous change of energy. Because most of you are dissatisfied, but don't know what to do about it.
I see, yeah.
And therefore, giving you a suggestion of one simple action that you can do gives you that direction that you can engage to change your energy. It doesn't mean you have to involve yourself in anything. That isn't necessary. What is important is changing that energy. And therefore, in that, you have engaged an action. This is the reason that I have expressed many, many times when I am encouraging individuals in relation to appreciation exercises, that I give them an action to do. It is not enough to merely think about appreciating yourself. It requires an action to change that energy. You can think about appreciating yourself in countless manners and still be generating an energy that discounts you or disempowers you. But when you engage an action, that changes the energy. And remember, your feelings are not an indicator as to what energy you are projecting. Therefore, you can be feeling good in your terms and be projecting a negative energy. Or you can be feeling bad and actually be projecting a positive or an empowering energy.
So I know you say what you're doing is an indicator, is one indicator of the energy you're projecting, right?
Yes.
And what is another indicator? Or is that the only indicator?
That is your greatest indicator. One that is obvious and that you can easily see. You do have other indicators, but you are less familiar with them, which would be your intuition and other avenues of communication with yourself and your reflections.
Ah, yes, our reflections, that's it.
But what the most obvious and the easiest avenue to connect with and to recognize as an indicator of your energy is by paying attention to what you are doing. That is the easiest identification.
Yeah. So when I, yesterday, obviously I was feeling very overwhelmed, and I ran into this woman who was so overwhelming me that I like ended up just having to leave her office and crying. So that was a reflection of what I was doing.
Yes.
I don't want to do that very much more. Oh my God.
And I agree.
Oh my God, that woman was driving me bonkers. Oh my goodness. Oh, Elias. Well, I know we're not ever, you know, even like going to have this perfect utopia or whatever, but I do want to get to places, and I know I'm getting more and more understanding, and I do want to feel my power. I mean, it's okay to feel sad. I don't mind feeling angry. I mean, most of the feelings I don't mind. I don't like anxiety. I really don't want to feel anxious anymore. I'm so ready to be done with that feeling.
And I would express to you that it is very likely that no one likes to feel anxious.
Yeah. But I guess it's just there.
It is an uncomfortable feeling, and it is one feeling that very easily escalates.
Yeah.
That is the reason that it is so very uncomfortable, and it can intensify so easily. And in that, this is the reason that it is such a powerful feeling, but it is a feeling.
Yeah.
Which means it is a signal. And in that, that is the most important piece to remember. It is a feeling.
All right.
Nothing is actually happening to you.
Right.
Because the feeling occurs first to tell you when there is danger. The feeling occurs to give you that awareness of choices. Therefore, if you can merely remember that one piece, that whatever you are feeling is a feeling. It is a signal.
So it's a signal And when I get the feeling, okay, so I want to just give myself a little shortcut reminder. When I feel anxious, I can tell myself this is a signal and remind myself I do have choices.
Yes. Yes. Because the feeling automatically is translated. You are automatically moving in a direction with your thinking that you don't have choices.
Yeah.
That you don't know what to do, that you can't stop it. Therefore, if you can't stop it, you definitely don't have choices.
Yeah.
Because stopping it would be a choice. And if that is not a choice, if that is not an option, then you don't have choices. But you do. Because that is what feelings are designed for. To alert you to whatever you are doing in the moment, and to remind you, this is choice time.
Yeah, okay.
This is choice time.
Choice time.
That is what feelings are designed for. To remind you, this is choice time.
Okay.
And the more intense the feeling is, it is expressing to you more immediacy about choice.
Okay.
Therefore, the more anxious you are, or the more distressed you are, or the more depressed you are, any of those feelings, the stronger that feeling is stronger because it is expressing to you the choice is now. Choice is necessary now.
Okay.
This is what you are doing. It is not a matter of think about it, ponder it, and decide later. This is a choice now time.
So meaning, when I'm anxious, you know, like,
and you recognize that this is an expression that has been brought on by a trigger. You recognize part of the trigger. You don't even have to recognize all of it. But you might recognize part of it. And in that, you know what you are doing. What are you doing? You are projecting.
Yeah.
And your body is generating the intensity of that signal to alert you, choose now, to stop. Stop projecting. This is an immediate situation. This is the reason that the feeling is intense and strong. Because your body is alerting you, the choice is now, choose now.
Okay.
Don't wait. Choose now.
Stop projecting. Choose to stop projecting.
Correct.
All right. That's good. I'm going to be using that one, Elias. Hey, as a little aside, we don't have much time, and just kind of to lighten it up a little bit. You have told me this before, and I forgot. But regarding animals, they don't have either feelings or emotions or both.
No, they have feelings.
They have feelings. They don't have emotions.
Correct. As emotion is a communication from the subjective to the objective. And they don't require that because they exist in the subjective.
Right.
Therefore, they don't generate emotion because they don't need that communication avenue. They do have feelings.
Like being scared, because it, and then it tells them they should run or something, right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
They
also do feel what you recognize as positive feelings. They mm-hmm. feel happy.
Right.
They feel excited.
Right.
They also feel anxious.
Yeah.
Or nervous.
Yeah.
They also do actually feel fear.
Yeah.
Because although they are very accomplished at being present, they do have moments in which they project and anticipate.
All right. Oh, they project, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they anticipate. And anticipation is projecting into future. And in that, they do that also. Not as much as you do. They do it very occasionally. But they do it. And they also do project pastly. And therefore, in similar manner to yourselves, they do generate those signals, those feelings being triggered in relation to past associations, past experiences. Therefore, they do that also. Those are not emotional communications. The emotional communication for you is expressing, this is what you are doing in this moment. You are projecting. They already know that.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that is the piece that they don't have, is that emotional communication, which is identifying what they are doing in the moment. They know what they are doing in the moment. This is also the reason that they are not caught for hours or days or weeks or longer in a feeling.
So
they do know what they are doing okay. in the moment. They know that they are projecting pastly or futurely, either in anticipation or being triggered in relation to some past experience. And they may interpret a temporary signal of anxiety or fear, but they don't hold to it.
So my cat, obviously, she's been throwing up and everything, and it, you know, I realize she's a reflection of me. You say we are our creature, so obviously she's picking that up from me, right? And my anxiety?
Partially, yes.
And her own anxiety, or her own anxiety for uncertain. I mean, does she feel?
What I would express to you is a reminder. Animals' first communication avenue is energy. Therefore, figuratively, if you were to translate that in a manner that you can understand, it would be very similar to you project an energy, and in that, you are projecting that energy of moving.
Right.
She doesn't need you to express that in words. She knows from the energy what you are communicating.
So she knows.
Therefore, because you are communicating an energy about a subject, and about a subject that you aren't comfortable with, she isn't comfortable with that subject either. As I expressed previously, this is a subject that most are not comfortable with, including animals.
Right. So if
and
I get
therefore, partially, it is associated with you, but partially, it is her own signal also, because now she has the subject and she's not necessarily comfortable with the subject either.
Right. Okay, so we have to go pretty soon. So let me ask just one more really quick question. How come she like prefers, she's my cat, she's been my cat forever, but she seems to prefer John sitting on his lap and stuff over me. How come is that?
Ah, now you are beginning to sound very similar to Michael. What I would express to you is it is a difference in energy. It is not that she doesn't prefer you or that she doesn't express that appreciation, that love for you. It is merely that he expresses a different energy, which generally is
soothing
at times, or even not necessarily even soothing, but at times, not always, but at times it is more even, and with her is more even. Not necessarily that his energy in general is more even, but that with her is.
All right. Interesting. All right. Well, I could talk more, but we have to go. So, Elias, thank you so much for talking me with all this. I really appreciate it.
And congratulations that you took a step.
Thank you.
I shall greatly be anticipating our next, dear friend. In wondrous lovingness to you and tremendous encouragement in what you are accomplishing. Au revoir.
Au revoir.